Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion. So I want you to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell another person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your Bibles, your journals, and your pen, and let's dive into the Word of God. The Lord has something to tell us this morning, and I want to specially welcome you all to a brand new day. Today is the 23rd day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful new day. It's a beautiful Thursday. And I pray it's going to be a very, very special day for each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejavi Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, No Respecter of Persons. No Respecter of Persons. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 10 from our manual, Hymn 10 in Christ Alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 24 to chapter 27. Exodus from chapter 24 to chapter 27. Our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 2 verse 11, which says, For there is no respect of persons with God. Romans 2:11. For there is no respect of persons with God. Our Bible reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 3, from verse 10 to 11. Isaiah chapter 3, from verse 10 to 11. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 10, it reads, Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His Word in Jesus' name. Our manual reads, If Christ is in you, your hope is glory. Colossians 1 verse 27, which says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. No matter who you are, as long as you have Christ in you, you can hope for God's glory. Today's Bible reading says that while it will be well with the righteous, it shall be ill with the wicked. No matter your past, as long as you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're living according to His will. You have been made righteous, and it will be well with you. Those who aren't born again cannot be righteous. God sees them as wicked, as we see in John chapter 3 from verse 18 to 21. And he has said that it shall not be well with them in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 11. I also tell my children at the beginning of each year, it's going to be well with me this year. I know this because the one who said that it shall be well with the righteous never discriminates. What he says to one, he says to all. Like we see in Mark chapter 13, verse 37. God is not a man that he should lie. When he says something, he will do it. Like we see in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. When he makes a promise and you meet the conditions of that promise, you receive it at the appointed time. The promise of the glorious tomorrow for you, according to Colossians 1:27, is conditional, and the condition is that Christ must be in you. Those who refuse to be connected to Jesus cannot see his promises fulfilled. A man once asked me to tell him about his future, and I replied that it is easy. Are you born again? He answered no. I then told him that his future would be terrible. He said, "How do you know? You don't even know me, neither do you know my name. You've not even prayed." I then said that is unnecessary. Isaiah 3:11 says, "Woe to the wicked, for it shall be ill with him." Then he said, "What if I said I am born again?" I replied, "I would have told you that your tomorrow will be all right." He then said, "What if I am willing to be a child of God now?" I replied, "Your tomorrow will be all right." God is not a respecter of persons. Like we say in Romans 2 verse 11. No matter your background, his word is true for everybody. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that reads, irrespective of your background, you can be assured of a glorious future if you surrender your life completely to Christ. Irrespective of your background, you can be assured of a glorious future if you surrender your life completely to Christ. Are you listening to me this morning and you're yet to surrender your life to Christ? You're yet to give him your totality, you're yet to make him your Lord and personal Savior. Here is another opportunity to secure your future in him, to ensure that your future is all right, and to live with Christ in eternity, because tomorrow is not promised. So if you're listening to me and you've made that decision to surrender your life to Christ, I want you to just bow your heads, close your eyes and say after me, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I have heard that you came to die for my sins. Father, I ask that you forgive me of every of my sins. I ask that you cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. I ask that you make me yours today. Make my heart your habitation, O Lord. I give you my life. Take over the wheels of my life. Take over my spirit, soul, and body as I surrender them to you today. Make me yours till eternity. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. But this is the first step for you to take. Now I will encourage you to join a Bible-believing church. Make the Bible your best friend, and you can also join others to fellowship in the Word of God so that you will grow deeper in the knowledge and revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we've lined up for you throughout the day. And it is free. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.